Today is a new day. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. The Lord, oh, hallelujah. How wonderful, how delightful, how gracious, how faithful, how amazing, how exuberant is the grace and the blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins. The price that was paid, the mercy that shown, oh, to us would, that we would look to God, that we would hope in His ever enduring love towards us. I see it in the realm of the spirit. Change to your home, change to your mind, change to your situation, change. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get caught up on the things, and God is really calling us to a place to be caught up in Him. Set your mind on those things which are above, where Christ dwelleth. For to be carnally minded is enmity, separation from God. Enmity. At odds with God. You can't serve God and mammon. My brothers, my sisters, make up in your mind this morning. Make up in your mind today that you're going to serve our God. Wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. For a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Circumcise your heart for His glory. Circumcise your heart for His purpose. Because He's given us purpose. We're here for a purpose. A purpose-driven life. You're called to be an overcomer. You're called to be a to walk in power. And you know, any army, any house that's divided, that's the weak spot. The enemy is very divisive. He looks for weak spots in our marriage, in our home, in our with our children. You know, I find often in my relationship with my wife that the enemy will try to attack where there is a avenue of division. Close every door of division today. Choose to love. Choose to walk in peace. Choose to love your wife. You know, love is a choice, and we choose today to love. Choose to love. Adam and Eve were given dominion in the Garden of Eden, and the Lord said, be fruitful and multiply and have dominion. And that dominion was taken through sin, through disobedience. But then thank God for Jesus, who came and took the keys from the Hades, from hell, and gave back victory to His children. Choose to be victorious today. You're a conqueror. To all the listeners out there, you're a conqueror. You're an overcomer. You're called to be blessed. You're called to be blessed. You're called to walk in victory. Victory is your portion. God never made you to walk in defeat. For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am above and not beneath. You are above and not beneath, says the word. You are created for greatness. And in this season, I pray that the Lord will really open your eyes to the greatness that's inside of you. You're a champion. You're a winner. You're an overcomer. You're not defeated. You're great in the land. There's nothing in this earth that can separate you from God's love, from God's power, that worketh so mightily within you. Be encouraged today. You're champion of God. Be encouraged today. You overcomer, be encouraged and know that God, who neither sleeps nor slumbers, sees your situation, sees your problems, and he's going to see you through. You're going to see greatness in him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. There's a greater elevation coming to your home as you begin to trust. There's a greater revelation of who God is as you spend time in his word, spend time in his presence, spend time getting to know the Master, your Creator, the one who formed you whilst you was in your mother's womb, said that you would be such height with brown eyes and auburn hair or whatever your color your skin is, whatever color your eyes are. God knew you. God knew your stature. He knew your weaknesses. He knew your frailty. Even your sickness, he knows. And I say, give it all to him today. He's got you in the palm of your hand. He's got you in the palm of his hands. And there's nothing you can do about it. Trust in him. And help him to help you to be a champion. You're a winner. You're an overcomer. You're great in the land. And you shall not see defeat this year. In Jesus' mighty name.